Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 610 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Today's show is brought to you by the letter lawsuit. No, I mean, I was trying to think of what I wanted to do with all of the material that I have. Like I said, about a 100-page document of most, not even all, of the law, the stories related to Ramey Edler and the EMS drama over the last 6 years. But also the audio clips, because I thought to myself, you know, I must have some of this still in the archive. I went back and looked, and there were two key meetings back in 2019, May 3rd and, well, actually May 2nd and May 9th. I date my things the next day because that's when I use them on the show. Anyway, I decided is in this hour. So last hour we talked about the Shade meeting where they agreed to pay the $5 million to settle the lawsuits that Ramey Edler, the former medical director who was ousted while she was on leave, and paid almost $1 million for that, and because she was a whistleblower and they retaliated against her, That's my read of that settlement. I don't know how you read it, but that's how I read it. And then you have this settlement for $5 million of what something could have been as much as 10 or 20 or 50 or 100 or $200 million in penalties for basically filing fraudulent Medicare claims for transports. And there's a lot of technical stuff involved in this. But yes, this is all connected to the certifications, or at least somewhat connected to the certifications and the fraudulent certifications that were given to some people. And okay. So go back to 2019, because remember, the commissioners kept saying how they don't know anything and didn't know anything and couldn't know anything. Well, I wanted to play you some of the audio from the meetings back in 2019. And remember, this stuff kept going through 2020. Jeff Bergosh says more than 10 years ago. No, sir. 2014 and 2020, according to the PNJ, that's what they say. This all happened while all these guys were on the board. Okay? And he joined in, 2016? Yeah, 2016. Okay. So back to 2019 and a meeting to talk about concerns at EMS and a request for training to get everybody trained, everybody certified, everybody up to snuff. Ramey Edler had said, we need to do this training.
15 is concerning the immediate implementation of training for public safety paramedics and emergency medical technicians.
Okay, fair enough. An emergency decision that we need to go now and just get this done with. Lumen May, who was chairman at the time.
And see, here's the problem I have, right? Perception is reality. Just as we did all these change orders as if we were guilty of doing something wrong with the fire engines. And, you know, to retrain, I don't know if it's necessarily fair to make every one of our employees retrain. And it, you know, I'm not going to support.
That's Jeff Bergosh in the background going, exactly.
Support that. Here's what I will support. If there was falsifications of certifications and people did not get certified, then we ought to have immediate action. If someone made false accusations at someone, we should have an immediate action. I'm not going to punish all my children for one of my children staying out too late, so I'm not going to punish all the employees.
Well, if you know some are bad and you don't know which other ones might be bad, and you know that training hasn't been taking place for like 6 months since October, it's not punishment. It's benefit to make sure that the people are properly trained and up to, you know, what standards they need to be. And they'll enjoy it too, because if it's good training, professionals like good training. It's not punishment. It's, we don't know where the problems are. Let's just blanket make sure we don't have any problems.
I'm going to stand firm behind what Amy's told me, that there was nothing substantiated in the certifications. And when someone brings me that proof, I'll vote to do certifications at that point. But I can't do it now. So,
Commissioner, I do wonder, what I said was that it hasn't been proven. And everyone deserves the ability to go through a process.
There has not been. Exactly.
It hasn't been proven, but the medical director is there saying this is a problem. And that's Amy Lavoie at the time when she was briefly. She was the county executive. I can't think of the county administrator. Sorry. Okay, so Ramey Edler, then the medical director, gets up. And this is the stuff where you start to realize, oh, my God, they're just not willing to hear it.
of all, as far as substantial evidence, and there's only limited things that I can say, we have substantial evidence that was reviewed by your internal investigator that stated that they needed to stand down because this could relate to criminal allegations. At this point, the state needs to take over. It was advised against doing any other internal type investigation because that is subordinate to anything that would be potentially criminal. So I'd be more than happy.
So, Dr. Hill, I wouldn't want to know names or anything, as you said, it's an investigation. So when you tell me that it was substantiated and there are people that don't have service, is that one person, the six people, or is it 20 people? Is it rampant through the department?
There were five people.
Five people.
Five people, but we don't know who they might have then trained, certified, falsified. We don't know the extent of this problem. We do know five, she says, and we have substantial evidence about that. So what should we be doing? Well, we'll get back to this in a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
Andrew, we're looking pretty good on our roadways this morning. Just seeing some typical morning traffic building up, specifically on Palafox going southbound, that intersection of East Tahar Drive. And rounding the corner in on Scenic Highway, if you're coming southbound, right as that turns into Cervantes, you can expect to see some delays. Otherwise, if you're coming in from Pace and Milton, you're looking good. And same goes for Gulf Breeze and Navarre. You are clear to Pensacola. If you see anything, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to this conversation in 2019 between Ramey Adler, then medical director, now winner of the settlement over the lawsuit over Medicare fraud with the county. And did the county commissioners know, or should they have known? She's coming to them and saying, hey, we got these certification problems. Let's go for a training. Ready One was the name of the company that she wanted to go with. Let's do it now and make sure that we get everybody certified and trained so that everybody in these trucks, EMTs and paramedics, is all where they need to be. Let's at least do that right now in 2019.
Five. I can't justify, you know, paying for everybody if it's five.
But let me say, when we say five, so you're saying as far as training and punishment to these EMTs, that's not what we're proposing. What you have is a foundation breakdown in EMS. So we need to redo the entire structure. Chief Nail and myself have been trying for months and months, and I can show you the emails, to try to do a reorganization with the management, because what you have is very poor management with your emergency medical services. With that being said, your leaders are poor leaders, and that is trickling downhill.
And the problem is that she, even though it's her medical license covering all the county's activities in this part, she has no authority to discipline anybody. She has to work within the chain of command. And if the chain of command is screwed up, which it was, how does she get them to comply with the things she's saying needs to be done on her medical license when even stuff like employees were being told that if she comes and asks for records, just play dumb and lock the cabinets? It was insane what was going on in EMS administration at this time.
When you reference the five people, so
Stephen Berry,
do know for certain that five people do not have the certifications they're supposed to have.
So again, I swore under oath that I would not discuss this until the investigation took place.
But you've discussed it at the podium. You said there's five people. I mean, that's disgusting.
I can tell you that there is substantial evidence that can support those possible allegations, but that's why we turned it over to the state. That was also reviewed by your internal investigator that looked at it and said, yes, this could also have criminal allegations attached to it. So at this point, we stopped. It was turned over to the state for further investigation.
So, I mean, those are very inflammatory words even. Just the phrasing that you're using is, I mean, it's very inflammatory to then say that I'm not allowed to say the details of it.
So he's angry at her for not saying more when they're pressing her to say something to justify her allegations that we need to have a emergency, agency-wide retraining and certification. And that's why we're going with this Ready One that I want you to pay for so that we can make sure that we're not creating more problems and that we're not all in trouble. How dare you? Tell us how bad it is. Well, there's five we know for sure. Only five? How dare you? Well, I can't say more because there's an investigation. Well, then you shouldn't have said anything at all. Well, you asked me to say something, sir. And this is like before things got bad. So what's their reaction? I don't want to know.
I can tell you that since I've been on board, we've been using expired equipment, which, you know, I'm trying to explain again to management, you cannot use expired equipment on a truck. If you're transporting a patient that's on a ventilator and it's beeping the entire time because it hasn't been calibrated, you need to get that equipment off the truck. These are things that I've been dealing with over the last several months.
And she's just trying to fix all of this stuff. write whole manuals for policies and procedures in the field, finding out that people are inappropriately applying stuff they shouldn't be applying. People are operating under illegitimate certifications. Just like the massive scope of problems that she discovered in EMS when she started peeling back the layers, okay? So she says, look, first of all, this training is not punishment, it's training, okay? And people who are professionals like to do training. So at the very least, we'll make sure that everybody's getting a training that they're going to appreciate and enjoy, and then we'll get this agency kind of back on its feet a little bit. But that's not what they're interested in. That's not what they want to know about.
You report it to? I mean, because I'm not gonna continue to talk in code. Who was your superior that you reported to a year ago that we needed to do these certifications? And if that's the fact, you know,
say a year ago, I think the first initial, I think it went out in November, and I would have to double check the emails to go back and see. This was discussed with Chief Neal. I know it was actually in October when you say.
So it was reported to Rusty. It was reported to Rusty Neal.
It was reported to Rusty, who reported it to Matt Coughlin and CC and Amy Lavoie.
That, by the way, was the fire chief at the time, the assistant county administrator at the time, and then the county administrator at the time.
I encourage anyone to make public records requests for my emails.
Okay.
That's Amy Lavoie saying she didn't know anything about it at the time. Jeff Bergosh comes in with a comment that we want people to have confidence in their EMS folks. They're good at this. Ramey Edler says, you know, look, I have faith in our people and I haven't quit yet because I care about this county. Then you have Stephen Barry, again, at the time.
Who?
It's 2019.
Who impeded your ability to change the culture that you saw a problem with?
Initially, it was Steve White.
Okay. Steve White left in July. Who has impeded your ability to do your work since then?
So making it a little bit more challenging would be what we have in the administrative staff would be Leon Salter, Kate Kenney. Those people, Karen Wood, who was also put in a supervisor position, these people were appointed to positions by Steve White when he was in office. The common theme that I saw is that here's my medical license. It's a tool. You could use it for however you want to use it, which is not what I signed up for.
As in, once they had her on board, they could just do whatever they want under the cover of her license, whether she had permission or authority or punishment power, and that's not what she signed up for. Doug Underhill, remember him? He was the one sticking up for her at the time. Gets portrayed as the big villain and everything and doesn't get along with anybody. Or maybe the one guy who had it right about this stuff when maybe they could have done something. I don't know, they could have cut out the whole $5 million penalty, but maybe if they'd had taken action in 2019 and done what Ramey Edler was screaming about instead of firing her, terminating her employment while she was on leave, maybe the federal government would have said, okay, these penalties don't need to be quite so high, and also you might have averted future ones. I don't know. It's possible.
And I will tell you, if you did not know in October of last year that our two senior leaders within public safety were crying for a reorganization and all of these issues,
Chief Neal and Ramey Edler,
then somebody has kept us in the dark. And that information absolutely should have been made to every commissioner in the level of detail that I've gotten, but that I have only gotten by continually asking hard questions.
So that's a part one of the flashback. There's a part two, because there was a committee of the whole that came a couple of days later. We'll cover that at 6:35. I wouldn't normally spend this much time on a 5 years ago meeting, but who remembers? I mean, you kind of vaguely remember that there was drama. You kind of vaguely remember that there was never-ending revolving doors of people quitting and not taking responsibility. You kind of vaguely remember that there was some controversy, and you kind of vaguely remember that Ramey Edler was a part of it all. You say, well, where did this $5 million come from? Where did the $950,000 come from? What's going on with the culture of the leadership of the three county commissioners, Stephen Barry, Lumen May, and Jeff Bergosh? And I guess at the time, this would have been Robert Bender would have been the fourth one at the time. And then, you know, Doug Underhill was the fifth. You know, what was going on there? And, you know, who was in charge of the county after Jack Brown had left? And remember, we had Amy Lavoie and then Matt Coughlin. And then, you know, we had Janice Gillie got brought in and then she left. And, you know, so I'm trying to help you understand whether or not when you go to vote in the primary and in November, whether this statement that we didn't know anything, we couldn't have controlled anything, nobody informed us, whether that's accurate or whether they stuck their heads in the sand and got angry at the messenger because they didn't like being told in public that there was massive problems in the county system, because they never like bad news to be brought to light in public, a pattern that has shown itself again and again and again, where they will retaliate against people who bring these things to public light because it makes them look bad. And it's especially like, you know, then it was not quite an election year. It was the year before an election year. This year it's an election year, but think about what happened with Deanna Oleski, you know, the medical examiner's office. Now, the county's not involved in that lawsuit yet. They may never be. It's against the funeral directors right now, but we all, I think, remember what happened there. So I want you to understand, and I know there's never a great time to do a history lesson, but this is the history lesson. So this is, and by the way, we podcast all this stuff, so you can go back and listen to it. You can share it if you want to share it with people so that they can be informed voters. 437-1620. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
Andrew, we're looking pretty good on our roadways this morning, just seeing some light traffic building up, going northbound on Palafox and between Jordan Street and Tahar, and then down on 9th Avenue at the Cervantes intersection. If you see anything else on our road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, it is getting to that season. I know we have seen them at our house, you know, because termites are out there swarming. And if you got termites, you got ants, you got fleas, you got roaches, you got rodents, snakes, rats, mosquitoes, insect. They will come out and take care of that. Professionally trained technicians safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, and taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. They'll show up. They'll be on time. They'll take photos before. They'll give you a recommendation, tell you the price. You decide yay or nay. If you do yay, they'll do the treatment. They'll show you photos afterwards so you have a comprehensive picture of the system. And you can stop whatever is plaguing you. Plaguing you, right? NSEC's mosquito management program identifies mosquitoes creating the problem and customizes monthly service visits to effectively reduce those populations in your yard. For a limited time, new annual pest control customers get $50 off. Some restrictions apply. $25 off new annual fire ant contract. Free estimate. Sign up today at NSEC, ENSEC.net.
Join Lori from Davis Hardware in U-Haul tomorrow at 10 a.m. on Pep Talk. Lori will be talking about what makes Davis Hardware your go-to place for those hard-to-find items and solutions for a happy home and a happy life. Your home is talking to you. Listen to Lori on this month's topic, Drain Cleaning Solutions on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Can you count, suckers?
:28. Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A 4-year-old boy has died after being swept away by floodwaters in North Texas. That happened over the weekend. Authorities there say a family's vehicle got stuck in floodwaters. They tried to get out and walked away and were swept out. The man and woman were rescued. The child's body was found after an hours-long search. Synagogues, mosques, churches, and community centers have access to some additional funding, about $400 million worth of funding, to boost their security. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced that funding after some weekend bomb threats targeted synagogues in New York. And Boeing hoping to launch its first crewed Starliner mission for NASA. The test flight could happen as soon as today. They'll be launching from Cape Canaveral on a week-long mission to the space station.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 629 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. this is like, I know we're spending a lot of time on the EMS thing, but I think maybe a $5 million settlement payment versus $10, $15, $20, $50, $100 million, maybe that deserves a little bit of discussion. Maybe. Maybe it ought to be videoed. Maybe. It ought to be publicly available when you go to the Escambia County website to watch it. I just, you know, it, I mean, it's not, but it would be nice if it were. there's so much other stuff. This was one of the most interesting other topic notes that I saw over the weekend. If you get kicked out of school because you're participating in illegal vandalism protests in America, no big deal. You can just go to Iran. I kid you not. Iran is offering scholarships to expelled U.S. students and jobs to disciplined U.S. teachers. And all I could think when I saw this was, well, if you think you've got it bad here, just go to the sunny paradise of the female empowerment zone around Tehran and where they love dissent.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 100,000 Palestinians, many already displaced, are ordered by the Israeli military to leave the eastern part of Rafah in Gaza.
Israel released flyers there saying the IDF is about to operate with force against the terror organizations in the area that you currently reside. Anyone in the area puts themselves and their family members in danger.
Fox's Alex Hogan. Three people are detained in connection to the death of an American and two Australians in Mexico.
The remains of the three tourists were discovered 50 feet down a well in Mexico's Baja California. Police say thieves stole the men's truck for its tires, shot them dead, then dumped their bodies. American Jack Carter Road, along with Australian brothers Jake and Callum Robinson, had been on a camping and surfing trip.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Police say one man confessed to shooting the tourists when they resisted the robbery. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Beautiful Monday morning right now, 75 degrees. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola, and police investigating a shooting that happened overnight. PPD's Mike Wood tells News Radio officers were called to I and Intendencia Streets. That was at 2:40 this morning, where they found a female victim that had been shot in the head. Now, that woman was taken to the hospital for treatment, and here in the last hour, we did get this update from PPD that said her injuries do not appear to be life-threatening. So far, police don't have any information on potential suspects, but we'll let you know as soon as we learn more on that. A 23-year-old man has died after an officer-involved shooting in Okaloosa County. That happened on Friday. Deputies say they were called to an apartment complex for a disturbance. That's where they encountered a man who was armed with a gun. The sheriff's office says the deputy shot that man, acting in self-defense. The deputy was not hurt during that incident. The deputy now is on paid administrative leave as the incident is investigated. Two people taken to a hospital after a crash between a school bus that was loaded with kids and a farm tractor in Walnut Hill. Now, that happened on Friday afternoon at Wilma Road and County Road 164. FHP says the tractor driver didn't yield to traffic while turning. Then, at the same time, the bus was trying to pass that tractor. The bus ended up hitting the left side of the tractor. The driver, a 47-year-old McDavid man, was flown to Baptist Hospital with serious injuries. And according to a report from Channel 3, that man was hurt but is doing a bit better and is in good spirits. FHP also says all of the students were okay, but a 12-year-old Century boy was taken to the hospital with minor injuries after that accident. Well, people who'd like to legalize marijuana may be celebrating what one legal analyst is calling a huge moment. Melba Pearson is the director of prosecution projects at Florida International University. She recently talked about the USDA's announcement that they'll be rescheduling marijuana to a less dangerous classification. Pearson says the change will give more incentive to move towards decriminalization of that drug. University of Florida President Ben Sasse says there's a line between free speech and assembly and breaking the law. He weighed in on the ongoing pro-Palestinian protests at college campuses on an interview with CNN.
And what we tell all of our students, protesters and non, is there are two things we're going to affirm over and over again. We will always defend your right to free speech and free assembly. And also, we have time, place, and manner restrictions.
SAS said that protesters do not have the right to barricade themselves in buildings or build encampments on college grounds. The protests against the Israel-Hamas war popped up at universities across the nation, with some resulting in clashes with police. It is 6:35 at News Radio Pensacola, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jimmy, you seeing anything this morning?
We are looking pretty good on our roadways this morning, David. In Pensacola, just some light traffic building up this morning on Davis, heading south right past Johnson outside the hospital, and heading into Milton on Highway 90 and Ward Basin Road, seeing some light traffic building up there as well. If you see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with a 10% chance of rain overall. Most of us looking nice and sunny, high near 83. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. Very similar forecast for that Tuesday with mostly sunny skies, high near 85. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 73 degrees. We're going to keep that warm, muggy weather around for Wednesday with a high near 85 and a low near 75. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 75 in Pensacola. Also 75 in Gulf Breeze at 72 in Milton. Your next news at 7. We have breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Binance's founder has been sentenced to just 4 months in prison after FTX's Sam Bankman-Fried received a 25-year prison sentence. Bankman-Fried, 32-year-old, was convicted of 7 criminal counts, including charges related to stealing billions of dollars from FTX's customers. The 47-year-old Binance founder pleaded guilty to criminal charges and stepped down as the company's CEO as part of the $4.3 billion settlement with the Department of Justice. Chinese fintech major Ant Group is looking to boost its global presence via its digital offering Alipay Plus as it seeks to connect mobile payment apps around the world. The group's global arm, Ant International, introduced Alipay Plus in 2020, allowing foreigners to use apps from their home countries to make payments around the world by scanning QR codes. Alipay Plus now connects 88 million merchants in 57 countries. Futures are moderately higher. That's Your Money Now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Looking at the map here, this is west of Bellevue, pushing eastward across West Pensacola.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time. When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Chairman, I second that with a point of clarification that it was to no knowledge of mine any of these things that existed. And I'm certainly following the advice of counsel that this is in the best interest of the citizens of Escambia County to conclude this.
And clearly, clearly it is in the best interest of the citizens, and that language will be part of the will be part of the settlement when that actually happens. This is simply an action of the board.
I know nothing, I see nothing, and I say nothing.
So the Escambia County Commissioners, that was Lumen May's voice first and Stephen Berry's voice second, talking on Thursday after the Shade meeting about the Ramey Edler $5 million lawsuit settlement between her and the county and the United States government for Medicare fraud relating to improperly certified paramedics and a whole bunch of fraudulent behaviors involving claims with the federal government and how money was flowing back to EMS from them. Anyway, more on that meeting coming up at the top of the hour, but I played that the 5 o'clock hour start and I'm going to play it at the 7 o'clock hour start. That's just context. Okay. And the key thing to me, the key thing is we just put out $5 million to settle a lawsuit that could have been way more expensive. And the commissioners would have you believe, again, Commissioners Bergosh, May, and Barry would have you believe that they didn't know anything, they weren't responsible for this, it didn't happen because of them, it was all the fault of people who are now long since gone from the county. So I have been sharing with you audio from a 2019 pair of meetings that took place where Ramey Edler, then the medical director, again, she's the one that raised the charges, she's the whistleblower, she's the one getting $1.5 million from the county for improper behavior, and already got almost $1 million for being, you know, let go while she was on medical leave and retaliated against, my interpretation of what that settlement means. Okay, so then you have this second meeting going back in time to 2019. The first part of the hour, I played the first meeting. This is the second meeting. This was the meeting where Ramey Edler is trying to, a committee of the whole, by the way, which we haven't had in 2 years. Haven't had a committee of the whole. The reason you have a committee of the whole is so you can really get in-depth into topics instead of just during the voting on one particular idea. So Janice Kilgore, remember, she had been brought in to be the ombudsman to... Ombudsman? I think that was... Because Jerry Maygard was brought in at a certain point, too. I think she... Anyway, she was brought in to figure out what was going on and to talk to people and get a sense of the lay of the land, okay? And here's the first thing, or one of the first things that she says in this County Commission, Board of County Commissioners Committee of the Whole.
Still receiving requests for meetings. It was a little slow at the beginning. There were people that were concerned with retaliation. They were afraid if they came to speak to me that something might happen to them. I think over a period of the last week, that's eased up a little bit. So it's gotten a little bit more frequent.
So people were afraid to talk to her for fear that she had been brought in as a representative of the administration and would basically rat them out or tell people what's going on and they'd be retaliated against, whether from administration all the way up to the county administrator or, you know, director of public safety, you know, EMS, that level. In any case, people were reluctant, right? And then you have Commissioner Underhill talking about how he's been looking into this stuff for quite some time.
And while I certainly believe that the people riding in those ambulances are rock stars, that Jeff's going, trying to go in a different direction as though we're somehow accusing that they're not, I have spoken with many of them who say we need more training.
Right.
Precisely the kind of training that the medical director has been asking for and not getting.
Not of us, Jeff. Doug, to point that out, she's not asked it of us. I'm not saying that those requests didn't happen, but they didn't come here.
No, Stephen, I'm aware of that. I've been sitting here as well.
But
this isn't about us. It's about whether or not the training takes place.
No, it is about us because you allow the narrative to sound as if the board is complicit in something that's gone on, that the board has not been complicit in anything that has gone on.
Okay, so instead of getting angry about that narrative, maybe address the problem directly, Commissioner Barry. I mean, he's angry that Doug Underhill and Ramey Edler are making the board look bad when there's massive problems inside EMS. Again, 5 years ago, okay?
You say that she's asked for this and she can't get it. Those requests have not come to the board. Unless you've been privy to a tremendous amount of information that I have not been prior to a month ago, I was unaware of any of these issues. To say that we've not acted is to be disingenuous with the narrative about your colleagues. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Stephen, I certainly didn't mean to hurt your feelings or anybody else's or to imply that any one of us is not doing what...
I'm not a maiden who needs to be saved from my feelings. I'm taking what you're saying and saying that's not true. It's not a matter of hurt feelings. Your narrative comes with a tremendous amount of legitimacy in the public in the private, you know, in your private conversations, but certainly in the public, the media, on Facebook, your narrative comes with a lot of weight, because a reasonable person would assume that you know a tremendous amount, certainly more than the layperson. So when your narrative paints that picture of us, that is not, it's not a case of hurting my feelings, that is being a bad colleague.
What's the maiden business about?
I'm not a maiden who needs to be saved from my feelings.
What, weak women? Who can't, who, you're not some woman? That's, wow. Okay, all right, that's the direction. Anyway, going on in this meeting, okay?
Well, I didn't get elected to join a committee of, or a club. I got elected to...
Clearly.
Stephen, are you going to interrupt every single statement that I make? I mean, I'm welcome. I'm happy to relinquish the floor to you if you wish to speak, but I'm not. I can do my part, and then you can do your part after that if you like. I know these things because I ask hard questions. I know these things because I worked with Jack Brown through these things and make sure that we were and took more than just what was given to me and spoon-fed to me. I have often used the commentary that I feel like at times we've been kept in the dark, but by asking hard questions, I prevented myself from being kept in the dark.
In other words, I was doing my homework. What were you doing?
And each commissioner, this in no way impugns the character or the performance of any other commissioner. There are things going on in the county that are not being brought to this board.
So I am going to interrupt you again. So you are...
I can see that.
So you are saying that you were working with Jack during this period of time? I mean, you knew all these things going on. I mean, you haven't accomplished very much by that knowledge, if you're saying that you've been aware of it the whole time.
The guy who says he's figured some stuff out is now, he's yelling at him for not fixing it when it's all of their ignorance that has allowed this to go on all this time. And now they're attacking first Ramey Edler as the messenger, now Doug Underhill as the messenger.
One hand, it's that I asked. So on the one hand, it's that I asked too many questions. On the other hand, it's that I didn't micromanage enough. I'm trying to figure out what your position is, Commissioner Berry.
My position is interaction is the ability to work as a board.
Oh, that Doug Underhill, such a meanie with the meanie poopy face logic. How dare he? So, God, why don't you? I'm not some maiden that needs rescuing from my feelings, and now you're using logic on me. How dare you, sir? Just. Listen, if I seem salty this morning, it's because I had forgotten how bad this was in retrospect. I went back and listened to all of this yesterday. Oh, my God, hours I spent yesterday preparing. I went back and listened to all, and I just got angrier and angrier at every step of the way. We didn't know anything. You chose, well, my interpretation. You chose not to know, and then you got angry at the people who tried to tell you. More of this in a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
We are looking pretty good on our roadways this morning in Pensacola. Just seeing some traffic building up, specifically on Tahar and the Palafox intersection, and on the I-10 intersection of Fairfield. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm doing with your traffic on the fives.
It's amazing, right?
I just keep laughing at the maiden comment.
The maiden
good
comment.
Sir.
So back to this conversation about why Doug Underhill, the only commissioner who bothered asking questions to figure out that there were problems going on in EMS, is now getting yelled at by Stephen Berry for not doing more to tell them what he alone had done more to learn.
Okay, so you're saying that you knew a lot of stuff. Okay. Well, I would hope if you had that type of knowledge that you would have brought that to your colleagues for our support. I was not aware of the things that you were aware of when you say you asked tough questions, you found out what was going on. Well, then why didn't we have this discussion 7 months ago? I mean, I bring my ideas to our board. We set policy as a county. I bring my ideas here. Why didn't, when you were aware of issues, why didn't you bring those issues to our board?
Because I worked with the county administrator to bring those issues before the board. That was his job.
Jack Brown. And was he reluctant to bring this in front of a board of people who tend to consistently shoot the messenger when it's bad news? Ramey Edler. Again, the whole issue in this conversation was emergency training to make sure and get everybody in EMS properly certified as a whole staff. There are not many companies who do this. And, Rescue One was the company that was available to do this, and that's what she was trying to get them to agree to.
Commissioner Bergosh, or commissioners, I would like to ask you a question.
Absolutely.
If you came into the emergency room, you were complaining of chest pain. Mm-hmm. And I came into your room and I told you, I'm looking at your EKG, I'm looking at your cardiac enzymes, I'm telling you that you're having a heart attack. Mm-hmm. Are you going to debate with me whether or not I need to get you admitted?
That's
or
why
you
you're finding support
cath?
From the board.
Okay,
absolutely.
So I'm requesting an emergent request. I understand that in the last meeting they said there were 25 different agencies. I have yet to see one that even comes close. This agency that I've looked at, the main instructor that comes here has been nationally recognized. He is one out of two nurses in the entire United States that has all five board certifications.
There's one company I found that does this. We can get them. Let's go. Do it.
We sat here and we said that we do not have unqualified people who are running EMS. And so now we're going to put this community in a panic saying that we got to do
that's
this because people
saying.
Are dying. That's just... that's.
But that's not what I'm saying.
Well, it's not, so it's not an emergency. I support
that's,
the training.
Excuse me.
Dr. Ellen, excuse me. It's vote how you want to vote. It's not an emergency.
So he's upset. Lumen May is upset that she's talking over him and trying to tell him what's going on when he's mischaracterizing it.
I'm not against the training, as I said, Commissioner McGosh, but don't skate through the normal procurement because you're setting a bad precedent. And that we don't have qualified people. We went from wanting to spend $50,000 to certify five people. That's what the emergency was that we had. There was five people. Hold, excuse Dr. Ellen. Now, you can be chairman or I can be chairman.
So, well, you're
going to have to be quiet when I'm talking. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do the insubordination.
Like, what? I will not be talked to in that tone, madam. So now we got one dude who says, I'm not some maiden that needs protecting from my feelings. Now we got another one that won't listen to the medical director when she's trying to tell him what's going on and that, you know, he's the chairman and she doesn't need to be talking over him.
Let me put it to you this way. For instance, taking the MCAT. Take the MCAT. There's people that went to medical school that scored higher than I did on the MCAT. I graduated in the top 10% of my class, and some of those people that scored higher than me on the MCAT, I wouldn't let treat my dog. So there is documented proof that even if you go through a didactic class, within 1 month of doing that didactic class, you lose the skills.
You need to be doing the training all the time. And they hadn't been for a while.
As far as five individuals and certifications, people who don't have their ACLS certification can go online and pay $100 a piece to get their ACLS certification, maybe $120, something of that sort. We're not talking $50,000 for certification renewal. That's where we're looking at it as a whole different perspective, what I'm trying to tell you. It's more that we need a whole culture change. We need to look at the proficiency of everybody that's operating under my license to make sure that they're well established with their training, that we build that muscle memory that they need to continue to move forward, and so we don't keep getting the complaints coming out from the community.
She's trying to fix the whole thing, and nobody's helping her other than Rusty Nail. And that's not going to last long either, right? I mean, he resigned, but then when he saw that there was a change in the administrator, he tried to come back. I mean, it's just like, it's yeoman's work these two were trying to do, and nobody, the Doug Underhill, was listening.
Where my concern comes in, too, is where the liability is also placed in our hands. So not just on the county, but also on my medical license. That's why I had the discussion with Ms. Rogers, where she said she could defend it or support it, because she sees that this could be potentially emergent. An emergency happens tomorrow, and we're not prepared, and we don't have the proper training. That is one of the first things that attorneys will come after you for litigation, not having that proper training. So if we don't feel it's emergent, and if we can get it in 3 weeks, okay, because I don't know if these people can get down here in 3 weeks,
yeah.
But my recommendation would be to proceed as fast as we can because we've been requesting this since January.
And Doug Underhill?
I know that at least two individuals on our team were given a card for a training that they do not have. That speaks to a crisis in training and a crisis in credibility and a crisis in qualification that I don't need to see anymore to know that this meets the legislative criteria for an emergency.
And that's all that this meeting was about. Do we have an emergency? Do we need to get somebody in here that can do agency-wide training and certification to make sure that we're not sending unqualified, falsely certified, improperly trained people out into the field? Many of them are great. Some of them clearly were not. And we got the only way we can really fix this is a culture shift in leadership and to make sure we get everybody trained and on the same page. And you know what they pitched a fit about? The county commissioners, Stephen Berry particularly, pitched a fit about? Well, how dare you bring us a recommendation for just one company? That single source procurement kind of stuff is not going to fly. And she's trying to say, it's an emergency. And this is the only place that really does this. And we can get them to come do this. We need to do it. And they're upset at her because she's bringing just the one agency.
To openly advocate for one vendor to provide a service, in my opinion, you're not going to be successful doing that from the podium. You're outlining what you need, but you're not going to be able to just directly place the business from the county with one vendor.
No, and I understand that, but where I guess even when I was learning this procurement process and I was told about sole source, because I didn't even know what that was, my first impression is this is sole source. I've never seen anything like this. Actually, if I were to not have this job, I was like, I would love to give them some competition because you don't have this anywhere else.
So eventually what they voted to do, Commissioner Underhill tried to get them to do the emergency training with this one organization. Their name always escapes me. It's Ready One or whatever. Rescue One, that's it. And they said no. And then he said, well, okay, let's do an expedited procurement to try to find somebody to do this. And they said yes. But it never happened. It just never happened. Over, like, kind of the death of 1,000 paper cuts, the process never happened. We never did get the training from an outside agency. So, when they say they didn't know, and when they say they can't be blamed, and when they say the $5 million isn't their fault, all I'm asking you to think about is whether you believe that narrative today fits with what you've heard this hour from the meeting in 2019. That's it. 437-1620. Traffic on the fives now with Jimmy.
Andrew, we're looking pretty good on our roadways this morning. Just seeing some typical morning traffic building up, specifically on Palafox, in between Fairfield and Cervantes. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more Wednesday at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You big dummy.
Good morning, 6:58 here on News Radio Pensacola. Let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom with our abbreviated headlines. David.
Absolutely. One person has died after falling from the stands at Ohio Stadium during a graduation ceremony yesterday. Medics pronounced that person dead during their spring commencement. The graduation program then continued on and wrapped up several hours later.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, lots of stuff went on over the weekend, including the Kentucky Derby and whole bunch of weird articles about beauty and fake eye color and...
This is WNRP Golf Breeze Milton, Pensacola, proud winner of the Crystal Award in recognition of year-round community service.